Welcome everyone to Italian Pod's Culture Show.
Ci scusiamo per il ritardo.
Sorry for the delay. So my name is Catherine.
And my name is Marco.
And today we're talking about travel in Italy. We're talking about things that you can do to enjoy your travels and tips we've got and some insider's information that hopefully you've never heard before.
And in this episode, we're going to talk about Verona.
Oh, home of the tragic, tragic love story of Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, you're quite right. And we're going to talk about that in a moment. But first, let me just remind you that Verona is on the Adige River, close to, like, let's just say between halfway between Milan and Venice, so in the north.
And it's in the Veneto region, so that's the region. It's in the northeast of Italy, kind of landlocked there, but beautiful old city, the home of some very important Italian families back in the day. So they've got a nice medieval downtown, and they also have some amazing Roman ruins. So there's a bit of everything for you.
Yeah, yeah. The city center is beautiful and is beautifully preserved, even too much. I mean, it's super clean, and it's like Piazza Bra or Piazza delle Ere is beautiful, but it's very, very well. You know, like
we're saying, it's
a fashion show. It's a runway.
Well, we were saying that earlier, that it can be a very expensive city, but it's extremely well-preserved, extremely clean. I mean, it's a real example of civic management for Italy, so.
It's a bit uncomfortable for me. It feels like I have to take my shoes off before entering the city center. Seriously.
That bad?
No, no, but you know, it's like
it's a wonderful city to visit, definitely, because it is so well-preserved, and as a visitor, you really feel like you're getting the star treatment.
Okay, but again, with the let's talk about Romeo and Juliet. Romeo Giulietta.
All right, Romeo and Juliet. So one of the two plays actually that Shakespeare wrote that happens in Verona.
Yes, the point is that actually Shakespeare never went to Verona, no?
He never went.
But there is this this balcone.
Mm-hmm, a balcony on an old palazzo. It's an old building.
And it's called il balcone di Giulietta, so that you can visit.
You can go visit it, and there will be queues, people, tourists and visitors. And anyway, they're there waiting to see this famous balcony. And downstairs is a statue of Juliet, and it's good luck to touch her chest. So it's a bronze statue. People have touched it so many times.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
People have touched it so many times that one of her part of her chest is now gold. So it's, you'll see the statue if you go. It's very, very well known, and so, it's kind of a tradition.
I have to say that the balcony was rebuilt. I read it before. It was rebuilt in the 19th century. Yeah.
So not the original balcony, but you get the point.
It's a real house, even though the story was written by Shakespeare. The house existed, and the family name was the Montecchi and the Capuleti, or Cappelletti, we don't know. There were real, real families existing in Verona.
Yeah, and they really did feud in Verona. Verona?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I don't know. I just said yeah.
All right, well, moving back, that of course is Renaissance history, medieval history. Moving back even farther, you can see some Roman ruins and some very famous ones in Verona. These are a hugely important, very hot spot
you mean
in the city.
The moving farther in time?
Yes, we're like moving back in time.
Back in time, yeah, like 2,000 years before, because we have the Arena di Verona.
All right, so it's like a little Coliseum. It's actually
you're quite right.
Stadium.
No, but it is like the small version of the Colosseum.
But what's nice about it is it's even more intact than the Colosseum. You can go in there.
You can go in there, and they even have a lot of concerts,
shows
inside. That it's a unique atmosphere. I really advise you to, if you're in the summer, there's always like operas inside the arena, and also like a lot of singers and musicians, contemporary musicians, they play there. Like
Radiohead, there was when I was living in Parma.
Yeah, I remember. I went to see like Pearl Jam or stuff. I mean, you know,
so
even
rock concerts, theatrical things, opera. I mean, what a place to see it, though. You know, you're sitting in this,
it's a great
ancient
atmosphere,
ancient structure. As for food, we'd like to mention that, you know, being in the Veneto region, there are some special foods in Verona, but you'll notice that people here eat a little bit less spaghetti, traditionally traditionally, less spaghetti and more polenta or risotto. So can you tell me, what is risotto? Is it just like white rice?
No, risotto is it's rice with something, so it could be like risotto al nero di seppia, risotto al teroldio. It's many kind of different risotto, and they vary according to what they're mixed with, right? Mm-hmm. So it could be mixed with wine or with squid or zafferano, the yellow risotto.
Yeah, saffron.
Saffron
well,
risotto.
This- I think it's a little bit squishier, a little bit wetter than, for example, basmati rice, like Asian rice.
Yeah.
It tends to be a little bit soupier, a little bit squishier, and it's super delicious. So if you're heading out to Verona, hopefully some of these suggestions will be useful to you. We recommend it as a city. It's beautiful, very well preserved. There's a lot of stuff to see. Bring some money, because it's going to cost you. But it's a beautiful, 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 beautiful city in northeastern Italy, again, kind of between Venice and Milan. And please do write to us any experiences there that you've had or any interesting tidbits that you might want to offer us.
I remember another thing. There is a youth hostel near the hill in Verona that was cheap and quite okay.
Do you remember the name?
No.
Of course not. So check out the youth hostels. Affordable, clean. Marco recommends them.
Yeah, but I think they close the door at like midnight.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Anyway.
Anyway, check it out and check out our website at timepod.com. Lots of things for you to do there. And if you have any specific questions or comments, we do have an email address you can write to us at
italianpod@praxislanguage.com.
So that'll be it for today. I hope you've enjoyed this. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.